ओम शांति। अव्यक्त मुरली, 2 फरवरी 2004, 26th पॉइंट इन द सीरीज ऑफ मेरा बाबा। द टाइटल इज इजीएस्ट मेथड टू फ्री फ्रॉम ऑब्स्टेकल। नाउ बाबदादा वांट्स टू सी ऑल द चिल्ड्रन ऑलवेज इन देयर फॉर्म ऑफ बीइंग फ्री फ्रॉम ऑब्स्टेकल्स। व्हाई? व्हेन यू हु आर द इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स रिमेन स्टेबल इन बीइंग फ्री फ्रॉम ऑब्स्टेकल्स, you will be able to make all the souls of the world free from obstacles and all problems. For this, underline two things specially. You do this, but underline them even more. Firstly, look at every soul with your soul conscious vision. Look at the soul in his form of his original sanskar. No matter what type of sanskar that soul may have, your good wishes, pure feelings and elevated feelings for transformation for every soul can transform the sanskar of that soul for a short period of time. Let soul conscious feeling emerge. You saw in the beginning that even by staying in the gathering, they had soul conscious vision, a soul conscious attitude and the awareness that the soul is meeting another soul, a soul is speaking to another soul. Their foundation became very strong with this vision. Now with the expansion of service and because of connection with everything in terms of growth of service, interacting, speaking and coming into contact with other soul conscious feelings have become a little merged. They haven't completely finished, but they have become merged. The self-respect of soul consciousness easily enables a soul to achieve success for who are all of you have gathered together here. You are those same deity souls of the previous cycle, the same Brahmin souls who have gathered here. In the form of Brahmin souls, all of you are elevated souls. In terms of being deity souls too, you are elevated souls. Come into relationship and connection with others in this form. Check at every moment what is the elevated duty and elevated service of I, the deity soul, the Brahmin soul, to give blessing and to receive blessing. What service do you, your non-living images do? No matter what those souls are like, they go to take blessings. They come back with blessing. And if someone thinks that it is hard work to make effort, then the easiest effort of all is to give blessing and receive blessing from everyone throughout the day through your drishti, attitude, words and feelings. So this is the Murli from 2004. Baba is telling to become free from obstacle. And what is the method for that? Soul conscious vision, atmic drishti. Baba is giving example of the earlier days of the yajna. Why this foundation has become so strong? Because all of them had soul conscious vision. If you have soul conscious, there are two things Baba told. One is soul conscious vision, second is giving blessing and receiving blessing. So now the question is, what are the benefits of soul conscious vision? If we have atmic drishti throughout the day, what are the benefits? We will automatically see only the qualities of the soul, because Baba is saying to see the original sanskar of the soul. So in your answer, one more thing is merged. You will not see their imperfections, or rather you will though their imperfections will get merged and their qualities, specialities, they will emerge and you will be able to see those specialities. One. Second, you will not get otherwise attached, because we have a tendency to get emotionally attached to people. The moment somebody comes and helps us, we get attached. If we are sick, somebody comes and sees us and talks nicely, we get attached. Somebody gives some gift, we get attached. We have a tendency towards attachment. This inclination towards attachment is in every soul. Or other way round, if somebody doesn't speak well with us, we feel this person has become our enemy. If somebody insults us, somebody mocks at us, so we feel that person has become an enemy. So this attraction sometimes, and sometimes the negativity, these we will remain free if we have soul conscious vision. Second. Third. No, tell me about in connection with others. Relationships will improve. Relationships will improve. Then you will become humble. Okay. Tell something in relation to others, not humble. Maybe in, okay, you will become humble before others. We can say that. No bondage. Bondages would not be there. Then still better points. No conflicts. No conflicts. No conflicts of sanskars. No clashes of sanskars. When we have soul conscious vision, we don't have much clashes. or less clashes, you can say. The more the soul conscious, the lesser the clashes. So clashes, conflicts, this would not be there. Then automatically our heart will be filled with good wishes and pure feelings. Shubh bhavana, shubha kamana. Good wishes and pure feelings for that soul, for every soul. Then atmik drishti. Good relations, improve in relationship and harmony of a dance of harmony of sanskars. Dance of harmony of sanskars. Those sanskars, there won't be any conflict. The better word Baba uses is this. Then, with soul conscious vision. Which feeling? Let go feeling, okay. Let go feeling. You will not hold on to things then. Thoughts, emotions, feelings, what the other person's inner desires, wishes. So we will be able to understand that person better manner. So understanding other souls for that soul conscious vision is must. Then, you will help others to go ahead. Otherwise we have a tendency, we develop a feeling of jealousy, this man is going ahead of me. We may not pull him down, but we will entertain that feeling in our heart. So those subtle feeling of jealousy, pride, subtle feeling of envy, all those things will not be there. Then forgiveness, yes, we will have gradually develop a big heart and we would be, what I say, we will become strong, one, and we will be able to forgive others. Otherwise we don't want to forgive others. They have done so many wrong things to me. How should I forgive them? How should I forgive them? Very difficult to forgive some things in life. Recently we had one patient, young patient, a person who is leading a surrendered life. That person was all of a sudden depressed from many days. And she had so many complaints, so many complaints. So probably somewhere in the heart she is carrying something. So we admitted it for physical reasons like body checkup and other things and other things. But gradually during the course of the admission we got to know that this person had a very traumatic childhood. History of sexual abuse in the childhood. When she was very small, from 5 years or 10 years of age, that time. So that, those traumatic childhood, sexual abuse childhood, and the person who did was her cousin. So now she doesn't know where is that person, but that feeling must be there somewhere. So there are many things happen in the life which are not in our control, but we have to forgive them. What to do now? If I entertain the feeling of hatred, probably we never will be able to get rid of that, go ahead of that. So such things are there. So, forgiveness, that can happen only with this another point. I gave different example. But yes, even in this life we feel somebody is doing injustice to us, is not behaving well with us. And without forgiveness, we cannot have a peaceful heart. How can we do yoga or sit in meditation calmly? We are constantly thinking about that soul. This soul did this to me. This soul did not speak nicely with me. I was sick. They didn't come to see me. I was out from here, nobody ever cared, nobody ever phoned me, never ever asked how I am, whether I need money or not. I served here for so many months and when I went out, nobody ever cared whether I have money or not, whether I have money for transport or not. So many things are there. So we have, how I will go, whether transport is there or not. All these things. Small, these are very small things. Somebody tells, okay, go. But how to go? He doesn't have money to go. He doesn't have money for transport. He doesn't have money where to eat food after going home. We have seen such people here. So many poor mothers come to us. They don't have money at all. If we tell admission for them, it's so difficult for them. Many people just go away without getting admitted. So, caring, this caring, we understand others only when we have that soul conscious vision. Otherwise not. Okay, so we become strong, we can pardon others only with soul conscious vision. Then, very difficult, because we have to become very great for that. We have to rise up. From there only we can forgive. Otherwise, very difficult to forgive. Very difficult. Those who have not helped us, have misbehaved with us, have talked in a very haughty manner with us, so they have tried to overpower us, they have shown mistrust in us. We worked for so many years, and when we went for some help, we wanted some help, they showed utter mistrust. We feel hurt within, if somebody shows mistrust. I remember, I had felt very bad. Long back, I was not in Gyan. That time I had posted in my internship for 3 months at one village. So I worked day and night there, and at the time of completion, I wanted the signature. So I went one day before, because I had to go next day. My completion was on the other day. That doctor, who was a very corrupt person, I knew that, because he used to do corrupt practices there. So he said, "How will I believe if you don't turn up tomorrow?" Though I worked whole day and night, but he did not have the faith that I will work. I knew that, so I understood that person. It's not the question of whether I should feel hurt or whatever. So this happens. You work day and night, and you go for a leave for one day, and your leave is cancelled. No, you can't go on leave. So you feel hurt. So that time, this forgiveness thing is, this soul conscious vision is must. Then, what are the benefits? Yeah, most important is detached observership. The moment you are soul conscious, then only you can become detached. Otherwise, you are caught up in that situation, in that circumstances. You can't come out. So you have to be little away, above from that circumstances. Then only. Then, only giving. Then, empathy, understanding that we said. Then, new point, anything new? Soul conscious vision, that told. So work on this today. Today's homework is, what are the benefits of soul conscious vision, atmic drishti? What are the benefits we derive? And how to practice it all the time? Not only till 9 o'clock, from 9 o'clock till evening 5 o'clock. This is the main time. The rest is background music. This is the live telecast on television. This is the live telecast. People don't see how much they have practiced. They see movie and they say it's good. Nobody says how many hours he practiced for that one dialogue. How many takes have been taken. Nobody sees that. So nobody sees whether you did Amrit Vela or not. Nobody sees how you listened Murli, how you churned Murli, how you read Murli. They have no. They will see how you are doing your live telecast. So that time our vision should be soul conscious. To be merciful. All those things, whatever points we noted. And then last thing Baba said about giving blessing and taking blessing. In front of our dispensary that is written, Duai, Lo, Do. That is giving and taking blessing. That is the easiest of all Purusharth. But that also needs churning. So you can churn on this topic also, how to give blessing and how to take blessing. Okay? Om Shanti.